10-year-old U.S. citizen with brain cancer deported with family to Mexico. Texas border business. Texas border business. In early February 2025, a 10-year-old U.S. citizen undergoing treatment for brain cancer was deported to Mexico alongside her undocumented parents. The family was traveling from their residence in the Rio Grande Valley, Texas, to Houston for a medical appointment when they were detained at an immigration checkpoint in Texas on February 4, 2025. The specific checkpoint location has not been disclosed in available reports. The child's ongoing medical treatment was interrupted due to the deportation. Continuity of care is often recommended for patients with severe medical conditions, including brain cancer. It is unclear whether the child will continue to receive treatment at the same level as in the United States. Under U.S. law, children born in the United States are granted automatic citizenship, regardless of their parents' immigration status. However, when undocumented parents are deported, their U.S. citizen children may either accompany their parents or remain in the U.S. under different guardianship arrangements. The case has been cited in ongoing discussions about immigration enforcement policies and their effects on mixed-status families. Some legal experts and policymakers are reviewing how existing policies impact U.S. citizen children when their undocumented parents face deportation. In light of recent incidents involving U.S. citizen children with serious medical conditions affected by immigration enforcement, various advocates and organizations have proposed temporary protections or alternative procedures to address these humanitarian concerns. Notable proponents include Isabel Buso, a Guatemalan-born activist with Merito Lamy syndrome. Buso has been a vocal advocate for immigrants requiring medical treatment in the United States. Her personal experience underscores the need for policies that consider the medical needs of individuals facing deportation. Annunciation House. This network of shelters in El Paso, Texas, assists newly arrived immigrants, including those with medical needs. Their efforts highlight the importance of offering humanitarian aid and support to vulnerable populations. As of March 13, 2025, Annunciation House in El Paso, Texas, remains operational. The organization continues to provide hospitality to migrants, immigrants, and refugees despite ongoing legal challenges. On January 13, 2025, the Texas Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case involving Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's efforts to shut down Annunciation House, alleging violations of state law by assisting undocumented migrants. The court has yet to issue a ruling, and the shelter remains open during this period. Annunciation House has been serving the El Paso community for nearly 50 years, rooted in Catholic social teaching, and continues its mission of offering hospitality to those in need. No More Deaths, an advocacy group based in Arizona, No More Deaths aims to end fatalities of undocumented immigrants crossing desert regions by providing food, water, and medical aid. Their work emphasizes the critical need for humanitarian assistance in harsh border areas. Additionally, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, offers certain forms of relief for individuals affected by emergencies or unforeseen circumstances, including medical emergencies. These measures can provide temporary protection or deferment from deportation for those undergoing critical medical treatment. These advocates and policies reflect ongoing discussions about balancing immigration enforcement with humanitarian considerations, particularly when serious health issues are involved. For official updates on U.S. immigration policies, visit www.uscis.gov and www.dhs.gov.